What's up, guys? This is Mike Smith, aka Flex Up Mike, aka the Black Car Can, aka Global Mike, and now aka Swole Mike. You are now listening to Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you can, please follow us on Instagram and Twitter, also Facebook at FlexUp. That's underscore FlexUp, both on Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook is FlexUp LLC. Please follow myself, FlexUp Mike. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at FlexUp Mike, and please follow my business partner at Don underscore Flex on Instagram. So today is going to be another short but sweet message. The title of today is Gamble on Your Life. Gamble on Your Life. Now, when I say gamble on your life, I mean take risk. Take some calculated risks. Take some risk where you don't put much thought into it. And the reason I say that is oftentimes we go through life and we settle for mediocrity. We settle to just to get by. And we never truly live life. And when I say live life, I mean, and this can be anybody's type of definition, is you don't travel. You don't go outside your comfort zone. You don't network. You don't try to start a business. And you decide to become very complacent. And next thing you know, you're 50, 60, 70, and you haven't done anything with your life. So it's very important that you take risk. Now you have calculated risk, where you weigh out the pros and cons of whatever that you're trying to do, and after a certain amount of time you believe that this is the correct move, then you take that move. Then you have risk where you don't really put much thought into it, and you just say, you know what, wherever the outcome is wherever the outcome is. So, which is okay too. But in my belief, if you truly want to live a great life, you have to take risk, especially being a business owner. If you truly want to achieve to be a great business owner, you have to step out your boundary, out your comfort zone. And doing that, yes, you may fail, but as long as you don't let that failure break you, you can use that failure as a stepping stone to the next step. I read a quote from, I believe, Damon John. He was saying that if you're not failing, you're not trying. So, step out your comfort zone, you know, and if you fall, fall for it. Never let any type of setback deter you from truly living your life. Now, myself, you know, I like to gamble here and there and do a little bit of traveling and things like that. So, I understand the very importance of making a calculated risk and always trying to put the odds in your favor. So that's really the main thing. It's very important that you do your studying, whatever you try to do, wherever you just want to be a doctor, lawyer, go through college or anything like that, or even be a business owner, or, you know, say hi to that girl, or hi to that guy, or, you know, calculate your risk, weigh the pros and cons of whatever you're trying to do, then go forward. So if you fail, you can at least say that you tried and you keep trying until you get it. Now, I know a lot of people might not be built for that. And when I say that is, some people just can't take the failure and can't see the greatness out of the failure. And that's just a learning process. Over time, you'll see, if you do your research, you'll see that a lot of the great entrepreneurs and a lot of the great sportsmen and just a lot of great people out there in general, you notice that they get back up whenever they fail. You know, some people will say that the greatest achievements are their failures, because the failures get them to where they are today. So, when taking risk, if you fail, get back up, keep moving forward. Those that don't live a risky life, per se, won't see the finer things in life. And that's just a proven fact. If you decide just to kind of be mediocre and just kind of lollygag and just go through life, then you won't really truly see what life is supposed to be about. It's all about building a kingdom here. And it's very hard to build a kingdom if you don't know how to lay the foundation and you don't understand the plumbing and you don't understand what type of wood and the frame and things like that. You don't learn those things unless you step out of your comfort zone and take that risk to become a better person. So, I wanted to read about 10 quotes about taking risk that I've been doing a little bit of research on, and I hope you can adhere to some of the advice that I'm about to provide and tips that I'm about to read. And if you truly like it, please give me a comment or hit me on Instagram or Twitter, say, hey, you know, appreciate the quick tip about taking risk and things like that. So I want to start here from Mark Zuckerberg. He says, the biggest risk is not taking any risk. In a world that changing really quickly, the only strategy that is guaranteed is to fail. To fail is not taking risk. Now, the next quote is, you can't be successful in business without taking risk. It's really that simple. That's from Adina Friedman. The next quote is, living with fear stops us taking risks. And if you don't go out on the branch, you're never going to get the best fruit. That's from Sarah Parrish. You can't get anywhere in life without taking risk. Esme Bianco. You only do good work when you're taking risk and pushing yourself. Sally Hawkins. Part of what horror is taking risk and going somewhere that people think you're not supposed to be able to go, in the name of expressing real life fears. That's from Jordan Peele. I always believe fitness is an entry point to help build that happier, healthier life. When your health is strong, you're capable of taking risk. You'll feel more comfortable to ask for the promotion. You'll have more energy to be a better mom. You'll feel more deserving of love. That's Julia Michaels. Never stop taking risk. Just keep reaching. That's from Ryan Eggold. You'll always get things that teach you and steps to grow, but there is confidence that is gained and a deep understanding of what it means to be supported by your knowledge. Not by some team that is there to create confidence, it is there within you. That takes time. That takes teachers. That takes taking risk. Sharon Lawrence. Taking risk and being focused sometimes are at odds. Both are required to build a great company. That's from Andy Dunn. And there's a few more I want to read over here, about three more here. If someone is always to blame, if every time something goes wrong, someone has to be punished, people quickly stop taking risk. Without risk, there can't be breakthroughs. That's from Peter Diamandis. Sometimes I feel obligation to be accessible as a personality, but for me, the driving force since the beginning has always been good work, taking risk, trying new things. If the door opens, go through it. Always go forward. That's David Sowell. And the last one I'm going to read here is, optimistic people play a disproportionate role in shaping our lives. Their decisions make a difference. They are inventors. They are entrepreneurs, political and military leaders, not average people. They got to where they are by seeking challenges and taking risk. That's from Daniel Kahneman. So the subject is repeated over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, even just by these quotes I just read, even earlier that I mentioned in the podcast. In order for that breakthrough, in order to make that next step, in order for that promotion, in order to find love, in order to travel, in order to be a better person, in order to go to the gym, in order to live the healthy lifestyle, you must and you have to take risk. So, thank you for listening to this segment. Let's go ahead and go over to the book segment. So guys, if you have been listening to the podcast, you'll know that we are currently reading from Food, Your Miracle Medicine, How Food Can Prevent and Cure Over 100 Symptoms and Problems, based on more than 10,000 scientific studies by Gene Carper. We are a little bit past half through the book now, and today I wanted to read from two segments, or actually two different pages from the book. They're both on page 208 and 209. The first segment goes as follows. Foods that may block the spread of cancer. Several food substances have been identified that may not only help prevent cancer, but also retard its spread. They are fish oil, specifically for breast cancer, cabbage, collard greens, and other cruciferous vegetables, that's for breast cancer. Garlic, ajoni, and allicin, which may prevent as chemotherapy against cancerous cells, which may perform as chemotherapy against cancerous cells in general. Beta carotene, and deep orange and deep green vegetables and fruits. Then you have the triterpenoids and licorice, which may stifle quick-growing cancer cells and cause some pre-cancerous cells to return to normal growth. And finally, I want to read from this segment here. It's called The Strive for Five. The Strive for Five. Eat at least 5 servings of fruit and vegetables every day, advises the Natural Cancer Institute. 1 serving means 1/2 cup of cooked or chopped raw fruit or vegetables, 1 cup of raw leafy vegetables, 1 medium piece of fruit, or 6 ounces of fruit juice or vegetable juice. Only 10% of Americans eat that much every day. And doing that is not that hard at all. You know, we already consume a considerate amount of food a day. Just make the small tweaks and eventually you'll start seeing the changes. Now, you also have to understand, when living a healthier lifestyle, it's a lifestyle, not just some temporary change. Love the marathon, not the sprint. So, with that being said, thank you again for listening to the podcast. This is Mike Smith, a.k.a. Flex Up Mike, a.k.a. Global Mike, a.k.a. Swole Mike, a.k.a. the Black Card Kent. You're listening to Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. Please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook with Flex Up LLC. That's FLXUP LLC. That's on Facebook. Instagram and Twitter is underscore FLXUP. Please follow myself at Flex Up Mike. Also Instagram and Twitter. Please follow my business partner at Don underscore Flex. That's on Instagram. If you get a chance, please check out the website. We got some new clothes on the website. I think you guys will really like them. And be on the lookout for some things coming up in the near future. So we're very excited, and we're still a small company, but we are a growing company, and it's moving every single day. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. You guys enjoy your day. Have a great one.